Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And as we wait for our guest, Kenya Madison, makeup artist, we're going to take a little listen to some more music and wait for her to come on the line. Wishing you all the best, but hold on for a moment as we continue this show. And now we'll have Heroes.
Let me take you back to the time when they crucified my Savior, my Lord Jesus. Do to deserve this. He loved the world enough to send his only son to die that more abundantly. Yes, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. Can't count how many. But still.
Okay. And we are back. I do believe we have our guest on the line, Ms. Kenya Madison. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Hello, can you hear me?
How's your day? I hear you fine.
Okay.
How's your day been so far?
Oh, it's been good. Busy, but good. Thank God, I can't complain.
Great. I know, right? So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself with our listening audience, what is it that you do as a makeup artist, and just what you have going on?
My name is Kenya Madison. I am currently living in Frisco, Texas. I'm originally from New Orleans. I moved here due to Hurricane Katrina. I am currently a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist over 15 years. I have been doing it professionally now about 9 years now. My business is FaceTime makeup. I travel all over doing makeup. I do photo shoots, weddings, plays. I work with a variety of stars and a variety of movies as well. Right now, I'm going to be doing Jennifer Gardner, the movie Miracles from Heaven. I don't know if you heard of that.
Okay.
I'm doing the premiere. Jennifer Gardner from doing that. Yes, I was asked to do that on this week. So thank God for that. He's opening many doors.
Congratulations.
For me. So I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Yes. So, yes, it's my passion. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm walking in my purpose. And the thing that God has called me to do is to enhance. I'm not here to change or try to reconstruct, but to help enhance what God has already created. And what I love about it is everybody who sits in my chair or gets in front of me, you know, I get to hear different stories. And I feel as though it's my ministry as well. You know, as doing makeup, you never know who you come in contact with or who you may meet. And I've come in contact with a lot of people and a lot of contacts that's brought me to another level in my artistry. And I just thank God for the level he has brought me on and the level that he's taken me to in my business. And it's been a true blessing. Yes, it's been a blessing for me.
That is fantastic. I see you started out, or you are a certified medical and dental assistant, and you went from that to be the makeup artist.
Yes. I was a medical assistant back at home in New Orleans while I was working for my cousin. Then Katrina came. I came out here. I was a dental assistant. I was working for my cousin. And I couldn't find my niche. And I just asked God, what is it that he has me to do? And I was told that I would never be nothing being a makeup artist. And so when I was told that, it pushed me to go do it. And it was a challenge for me. And so I just stepped out on faith, and I did it. And ever since then, God has just been opening doors for me. And I was like, God, if this is what you want me to do, show me. And God said, can you trust me when you can't trace me? Because at first I was like, I didn't think I was good enough. Because when you get intimidated by seeing everybody else work and seeing everybody else get into the business and you see what you can do, you know, it pushes you back. So God said, what I placed in you, I didn't place in nobody else. And I said, okay, God, I see what you're saying. So every time I go do makeup, I pray over my hands, and I ask God to guide me in whatever I do, and he does that. And not only do I talk to God, I have a relationship with him. And having a relationship with him, he helps me in every endeavor that I go through, because sometimes I have my good days, I have my bad days. But through it all, he guides me, and I have not had a client that has not loved what I've done so far. So through it all, he gets the glory. And I just thank God for everything that he's done.
Amen, amen. But you said something where God said what he placed in you. Oh, my goodness, I got almost shout out for that one. Because isn't it great that God placed something in you that he won't place in someone else? It's not in someone else.
Oh, yes.
He got it just for you. I mean, just for you, no matter how many people is doing it. You know, like you have Burger King, you have Wendy's, you have Denver, you have a variety of burger places, and every last one of them is different. Now, what is Burger King or Mr. Burger King decide? Well, if say it was Steak and Shake before Burger King, well, I'm not going to go into the burger business because there's Steak and Shake. But the variety is what makes the difference, and it makes up everything else. You know, like the color of the rainbow. What if the rainbow was every color? Oh, my goodness, how boring. But what God placed in you, you know, he did not place it in someone else. I caught that.
That's what I love about God. And I ask him to give me new ideas and give me, you know, new creativity. Every time I go out and I meet new people, or if a client called me and asked me to do something. And because artistry is just what it is. It's artistry. You never know what you're going to create. You never know what you're going to come up with. And so every time I have a talk with God, and, you know, and I ask him, you know, okay, God, you got to show me what, you know, what you have for me today, or what it is that you want me to do today. And because sometimes I have my weak moments that I don't know which way to go. And through it all, again, like I said, he guides me. He has not failed me yet. And I have three daughters, one 21. She lives in Atlanta. And I have my 16 and my 15-year-old here. And they help stabilize me. And they're my strength and my structure and my stability. And when I say that, they strengthen me as I go forth with my journey. And they structure me because with FaceTime makeup, without them, I wouldn't be FaceTime makeup. You know, because when I was told that I couldn't be FaceTime makeup, although God said he put something inside of me that he didn't put in no one else, my daughters would always say, you know, Mom, you can do it. No matter what, go ahead, Mom, you can do it. And they're watching me. Now my daughters are, you know, getting what I do now. So that's a good thing. And you never know who's watching you. And I never knew that my daughters was watching me. So they send me pictures when I'm away doing makeup, asking me, you know, Mom, is this good? Or even their friends are sending me pictures asking me, is it good? So I'm glad that I can set the foundation that I can show others how to do it or how to enhance what they already have. And I want to eventually open up a studio where I can teach people how to apply it. And it's like I said, makeup is not just on the outside. Beauty starts within. And so when I talk to my clients, I ask them, what do you want to look like today? And, you know, it's like they'll tell me whatever you want me to look like. No, it's whatever you want to look like, because you're already beautiful, because everything God creates is beautiful. So it's whatever you want to do to enhance how you want to feel and how you want to feel beautiful at this moment and at this time, we're going to do that. But I remember one client that I had, she came in my chair and she just kept putting her head down, and I would take her chin and just put her head right back up, and she would put her head down. And I asked her, why you keep putting your head down? She didn't think she was pretty enough. And I told her, beauty starts with within. If you don't see yourself pretty, no one else is going to see yourself pretty.
Absolutely.
And as I kept talking to her, and as I kept talking and talking, she just started raising her head up. And she started raising her head up, and she smiled. And as I looked at her mother had tears coming down her eyes. And I asked her why she was crying. She said, because my daughter hasn't smiled in like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And that did, yes. And it did something to me. And I'm like, I thank God that, like I say, it's my ministry, because you never know who you're coming in contact with. You know, and
absolutely.
I'm glad that I have a spirit of comfort to love people. I'm a people's person. And to be able to minister to people and to comfort people and to embrace people and let them know that no matter what the outside say, know who you are. Because when you know who you are, it don't matter what they say. It don't matter what no one else says. It's how God sees you, and God sees you as his. And if you're his, you're okay. No matter what,
yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I told you, no matter what, you're going to make it. And to this day, she still keeps in contact with me and tell me thank you. If it wasn't for me speaking into her life, she don't know where she would be at this moment. So I thank God for giving me the gift of, you know, discernment and knowing when people, being able to speak to people, not even knowing what they're going through at the moment. You know,
yes,
so it's a true
yes.
blessing.
You said something about creativity, and we know that God is the giver of all creativity.
Yes,
and I believe you said you ask him, what is it that he wants you to do? And that is so important. That is really important. If we can ask God, God, what is it you want me to do today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, show me my day, or make sure that I'm a good person today, a better today
yes.
than I was on yesterday. That's what I always say,
yes.
Lord. I want to be
right.
a better person today
mm-hmm.
than I was on
mm-hmm.
yesterday. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Because when you
because
wake up,
never,
you have another opportunity.
Yes. Another opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and I thank God for that. It's so amazing to me
how
yes. God leads. If you allow him to lead and guide you, he would definitely lead and guide you to all truth, definitely.
Yes, and I, you know, I come from a abusive relationship for 10 years, so it comes from growth. It's from elevation to elevation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God from every level that he's taken me on, it comes with growth, and
absolutely.
It's a lesson learned, you know. So everything that I've been through, I don't look at it as defeat. I look at it as God trusts me enough to send me through it as a testimony to help others. Because if he
yeah.
didn't know that I can handle it, he would never send me through it. So, okay, God, what am I going to get out of this? You know.
Absolutely.
So it's a gift, and I never went to school for it. You know, it's just something that he gave me, and it's a passion that I have. I go to bed thinking about it. I wake up and I think, and it's just something that I just love to do. It's just something that I love to do.
That's beautiful.
And I can do it all day long. Yes.
Well, anything that you love to do does not become work anymore.
Exactly. A lot of people tell me that. Yes. It's not a job. It is not a job.
Yes.
It's not a job, and it's not about the money. People say, oh, I don't have – it's not about the money for me because, you know, God takes care of me through it all. You know, I've learned that. You know, God is my source. It's not – you know, I remember one time when I didn't have and I wasn't able to do. So, you know, you never know people's stories. So it's not about that for me. This is what I love to do. So this is what I love to do. I don't mind doing it. And when I do it, God always open up another door, you know.
That
so,
is so beautiful.
I love, and I'm a giver. I love giving. So, and I like, okay, if I'm, you gave this to me, I'm going to give it right back to you. And this is what I do. I give it right back to him. I give it right back.
That and, is so beautiful. It's so good to give back. But Ms. Kenya Madison, we have a few minutes left. So if you could tell our listening audience how they can connect with you and how they can contact you. And if you can give us a quick word of wisdom, and you can do that at this time.
Yes, you can contact me on Facebook. It's Kenya Madison, K-E-E-N-Y-A, Madison, M-U-A, on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's FaceTime_MUA. Or my phone number is 469-777-0312.
Okay. So where's the wisdom?
It's not like you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
You sound
hello.
Distant.
Can you hear
you
me now?
Like I'm...
Okay, I hear you fine. Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Hello. I'm here,
yes.
But can
oh,
you
no.
hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you now.
Okay, a quick word.
I can
wisdom.
Hear you now. Quick words of wisdom. I just want to encourage each and every one that's listening that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're faced with, that God is always listening. He's only a prayer away. And if you call upon him, he will be right there. You know, trust God when you can't trace him. Give him your all. So if you surrender all to him, I promise you, he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm not telling you what no one told me. I'm just telling you what I know. Just give it to him and trust him, and I promise you, doors will open.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, this
yes.
is Ms. Kenya Madison, makeup artist, and we thank you so very much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio on today. We'll
oh, I thank you
for
having me.
Do. Yes, it's definitely been our pleasure. We thank you for all that you do for your community and all the encouraging words that you give to each and everyone that you meet. And, again, thank you so very much for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to thank our sponsors, Southern Eagle Music Group, Cravolution Arts, TND Marketing and Management, and V. Marshy Enterprise. Once again, to all of our listeners, thank you for listening to us every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And closing with our closing song, and this is Crystal Sax Lady Brown, It Change Is Gonna Come.